Jesse Allen catching up now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, first off, let's take a look here at StoneX's customer surveys. I know those were released on Thursday. What did you guys see as you looked at your customer surveys from across the country when it comes to quartered soybean yield and more?
Well, I'll start with the soybeans, where we continue to get mixed results, with some just really doing well and some doing really poor, and it all averages out something close to a trend yield. We did raise our national average yield by a half bushel to 51.8 bushels per acre. The agronomist experience that I have would suggest maybe that's a little on the high side with the way we finished the season, but frankly, I don't have any data to really back up my opinion at this point. And so I think the estimate's probably pretty good as we kind of monitor and see how this crop finishes out, how it fills out those top pods. But a lot of variability within that. On the corn side, the national crop is getting smaller. We've got some good corn out there, but we've got more bad corn that's offsetting the good corn, especially in the western Midwest and areas that missed out on the rains and had a little bit more heat. Our customer survey dropped the yield down to 173.2 bushels per acre, down from 176 bushels per acre last month. I anticipate that'll probably continue to slide a little bit lower. I initially thought that we would probably end up in the low 170s for a national average yield. My yield model, which is unofficial right now, our official yield is the customer survey one. My unofficial yield model's at 171, and it usually does pretty good, except in years when seed size varies from normal. And I think this is going to be one of those years, particularly in the Western Belt, where seed size is smaller. And so that tells me we're at risk of slipping below 170 bushels. Regardless, it means the balance sheet gets tighter and tighter for corn, maybe requiring some more rationing of demand. But for soybeans, we could still go either way, particularly concerned with demand softening out of China, that we could see that balance sheet grow if this yield holds in this area.
Now, Arlen, looking at the market trade on Friday, and it started to kind of feel like it was going to be risk off into the holiday weekend, but now it's risk on here today with some strength across the grain sector. Talk about what you're seeing here as we head into the holiday weekend.
Well, we've been talking about how the fact that the grain and oil seeds and the energy markets, too, were really not trading supply and demand fundamentals so much as they were macro market factors. And that was basically a recession trade based on the assumption that the Federal Reserve was going to be driving us into a recession in order to bring inflation under control. And that would reduce demand for commodities. We talked about now that's probably not fair assessment for the food-based commodities, but that's the way the funds are trading it. Well, that all eased today as we head into holiday weekend. We're seeing some short covering that emerged overnight. And then when the jobs report came out this morning, reflecting a jobs market that's kind of softening, wage inflation is softening a little bit, and Wall Street interpreted that as a sign that maybe the Fed won't be tightening as aggressively. And so that brought even more money into the market as the dollar broke lower. The dollar's trading about 100 basis points now below yesterday's 20-year high, and that's adding to the strength in the grain and oil seeds as well as the energy markets.
Now, in livestock, that feels like the one market this week that's kind of been, it's shied away from the risk on, risk off sentiment. It's kind of been doing its own thing. What are your thoughts in the livestock trade, cattle and hogs, as we head to the weekend?
Yeah, we're continuing to see some general weakness in the hog futures. Is generally we're seeing carcass weights start to work their way seasonally higher in anticipation that we're going to see slaughter numbers also work higher into the fourth quarter as it does seasonally. So that's kind of weighing on this market. But the cattle market, following the risk-on sentiment that we're seeing in the outside markets, a general optimism there, even with the higher feed costs, feeder cattle are still kind of trading in the green. Fat cattle, we're seeing carcass weight start to move seasonally higher, but the expectation is that we're going to see tightening supplies as we go into fourth quarter and then especially as we get into next year. So a general optimism of money flow there.
And that's comments and market analysis on this Friday with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Coming up on this afternoon's Market Talk program, we are going to wrap up the week in the markets and look at the long holiday weekend. Ted Seifert, Zahner Ag Hedge, going to join us on today's show. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Friday, September 2nd. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.